And on Tri-Cities Talk Radio right now, it is 7:18, and we welcome in each Wednesday morning a gentleman or a person, it depends, from the town of Jonesboro, talking about what's on the calendar on the JBO show. And this morning, Chuck Best, the mayor, joins us. Hey, Chuck, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great, gentlemen. How are you all this morning?
Hanging in here.
Doing well.
Loving this beautiful morning. I want to thank you personally for ordering this up, too, by the way, Chuck. That's a good order on the weather this morning. So
let's hope it stays around for a while. We need to have a good sunny and warm Friday night for Music on the Square this weekend.
Exactly. I know several of the Music on the Squares have been interrupted by inclement weather in the last few weeks here. So who do we have this week?
This week we have Don Flemings, Grammy Award-winning country music and folk music. It's a jack of all trades coming down from Chicago.
Wow, very nice.
Really impressive. Yeah, this is going to be a great night. Really excited about it. First time we've had him in Jonesboro, and hope it's a great performance for everybody.
It should be, and we'll go ahead and put in our 2 cents worth on ordering up some dry weather for Friday night, too. Doing what we can, Chuck.
I feel good about it this time. We had the last one go off in our visitor center, and then we had Cruz Contreras. Even though it rained, we started about 30 minutes late.
Mm-hmm.
Still got it in, but it was still a wet night. But I think we're going to see sunshine this Friday.
Sounds like a winner. Thinking out loud with Mayor Chuck Best of the town of Jonesboro. Of course, really, Memorial Day is the traditional opening up all across the country of summertime. And as more and more people come to visit Jonesboro each year following the Memorial Day weekend, what are some of the preparations? I know you're well aware of this and have made preparations in the past, but how does the town of Jonesboro prepare for more visitors coming in? It's a good thing, but how do you prepare?
Yeah, well, we put a lot of work on our park and rec staff and our street staff and really our marketing and tourism staff. They go through and make sure first our downtown streets are landscaped well. They go through and trim our bushes and plant our flowers, and they make sure that presentation of our downtown is nice, and really our 11E corridor. It's looking really good right now, but that's really our park staff goes through and just beautifies the town. That's first and foremost that we do. And then as a town, we always want to make sure that our staff is ready to meet these new people and project a good image for our town. And if we do that, then I think our community kind of follows along.
Chuck, on big event weekends, of course, every weekend's a big weekend for Jonesboro, but I'm talking about things like, the Independence Day weekend and this, or the celebration, this sort of thing. Do you have to beef up when you know there's going to be a lot more people in there? Do you have to beef up the presence of your security throughout the town?
Yeah, we do that. Our public safety always takes part in that, and they prepare with our event coordinator. They prepare any type of safety plan, so they've always got that in play. It's been a pretty well-oiled machine, I guess you would say. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they do that, and really our staff, they go out and they get these sponsors for all these events we have too. And Melissa Sucks, that's our new event coordinator. She's been doing an outstanding job, and she's been rounding up quite a few sponsors, people wanting to take part in what Jonesboro has to offer, and we're certainly appreciative of that.
No doubt about it. Thinking out loud with Mayor Chuck Best of the town of Jonesboro. All across the state of Tennessee, June 30th is the day when all municipalities, counties, cities, and so forth have to submit their budget resolutions to the Tennessee to the state of Tennessee for consideration for the next fiscal year. How is the town of Jonesboro's budget looking right now as we head down toward the end of this month, Chuck?
Well, our current budget's looking very good. Of course, we are, prepping for the next year's budget now,
right.
Discussing,
mm-hmm.
What we're looking at there. And really, there's going to be some challenges. One, just the cost of living's gone up for everybody, and that
mm-hmm.
includes our town staff. So, the big question is, how do you address people's pay when you have such a burden been passed on to them with the inflation and cost of food and everything else? So, and that's going to be something our board has to tackle, and we've had some discussions on that already on what type of increases we have to see for our town staff.
Okay, well, that certainly makes a lot of sense. I know there's obviously going to be a lot of anguish and tears probably as some budgets get pared down, but that's part of the normal process, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You know, in Jonesboro, our supervisors, they don't tend to request too much. Sometimes they don't request enough. We've got to go back in there and say, hey, we got to make sure we maintain these things and we add some stuff to it. And it's usually pretty seamless for our pay increases for our staff. It's usually a 3-5% increase. But, you know, this year we've seen, the inflation rise on all of us, 10% or more. And, mm-hmm. and there's talk out there in some other municipalities that, everybody's got to go be above their 3% that they've done forever. So, but when you do that, that adds up to be quite a bit of money. So how do you fund that once you do that? But people, we don't want people falling behind, because right now, sure. you can get a 5% increase and you're 5 or 10% behind. So it's kind of a crazy time.
Does this affect different sort of question here. When we talk about budget considerations and so forth, it's everybody, we all have to balance our own home budgets as well, too. It's the type of thing that in many cases, now there are adjacent municipalities. I think Sullivan County has said it's not going to have a tax increase, and I believe Washington has said it's not going to have a tax increase. Anything like that on the line for, realizing that Jonesboro is a part of Washington County, anything in particular relating to that?
Well, we don't, we always try not to have those tax increases, but, mm-hmm. With, what's facing us, I'm not sure any municipality probably should say that too soon as they start, crunching your numbers. And, we've got some big investments, in terms of property tax and things like that are somewhat a smaller piece of the puzzle for Jonesboro. Really, our water system is where we get a lot of our revenue from, and mm-hmm. we've got some big improvements we've had to make for our water system. We need to update the plant and set it up to serve the people of Jonesboro and their surrounding area for the next 30 or 40 years. So we've got a multi-million-dollar investment we've got to make into that area. So there could be some things along that. So that's all things we do studies about, and hopefully once we crunch our numbers and we have some debt fall off and we add some new debt, hopefully it comes out where you don't need to do a tax increase. And that's, so far in Jonesboro, we've got $1.20 property tax, and that's the lowest in the area. We'll plan on keeping it lowest in the area.
Good news from Chuck Vest, mayor of the town of Jonesboro. Chuck, always a pleasure to think out loud with you. Thanks for joining us this morning. We'll do it again soon, okay?
Thank you. I'll enjoy the sunshine.